If you clicked on the link, you are definitely here for a poem. So welcome to Frank Poetry with Favor. I'm glad to have you here, and I am reaching you from the cold city of Ottawa, Ontario. It's currently minus 13 degrees, but it feels like minus 19. But I'm glad to have you here, and let's jump right into the poem. So the poem is titled, How to Own Your Life. Own your life. Craft the mannerisms of your air. Stipulate the dictates of your mind. Cultivate the soil of your heart. Handpick the seeded thoughts to plant there and sit next to them, day and night, watching and watering. This is your one life, your only life. You don't get to have another. Decide what you want. You know, start from the throne of your heart. I recommend establishing the supremacy of Jesus on this throne, because directives and instructions emanate from thrones. Thrones determine the course of life's experiences. And if you say you don't need a throne, you just might not realize that you unknowingly have one. If you take a step back to reflect, analyze, re-examine, you see that in your life, it's money, it's power, it's politics, social media, or even a person you idolize. With Jesus, the mannerisms of your air is a magnet of pleasantness, an atmosphere so lightweight, yet so dense with an oil of gladness. There's just something about you, something outside the natural that can't be touched, yet felt. With Jesus, stipulate the dictates of your mind. Still the uprising dusts of rubbish. You now have the same mind as Jesus, you know. So you can now prescribe the thoughts of God into your mind. So feed your mind the truth of life. With Jesus, cultivate the soil of your heart. You know, clear out the weeds that have taken root. Your hands have, for years, held your head up because these weeds are choking you to death. Clear the soil for a fresh start. Now, handpick the seeded thoughts to plant on this ready soil, taking every thought captive, inspecting the seeds with the template of Christ, rebuking the anomalies and planting those in obedience to Christ. Daily, water them with the rattling of your tongue in prayer daily. Sit and watch them thoughts grow into the most beautiful life. This is how you own your life. So, that was a poem, and on this side of the podcast, we will just have a little chat, right? So this poem came about a conversation I have been having in the past few weeks. It's about owning our lives. The term itself sounds selfish and even self-centered on the surface, right? But if you look deeper, you see that there is an undeniable sense of a sole responsibility on us to do this, to intentionally own our lives. So, hear me out. From childhood, our lives have been curated and planned out. you know, we have a routine mostly defined by the school year until maybe university, where we sort of get to make our own schedules. And yes, even in uni, we are also dependent on class schedules, exam, project dates, right? So in uni, there's still that structure that we are working with. Then we come out of all of it, school, university, and we face life unstructured. Either as a corporate worker, a business owner, a homemaker, right? And we really, really try our best to carve out the life that we think we want. If you've paid attention so far to everything I've said, you realize that all of these are just material stuff, right? School, jobs, right? Things that we do that make life seem meaningful, right? But the poem takes the route of really owning our lives from the bottom up, right? From the root of it all. And that's the soul, the spirit, the mind. And this is the truest essence of who we are. Only when we define the set parameters of this foundation can the rest of all that we are building actually have meaning in itself, right? Otherwise, we're just wasting our time. So, to own your life is to really pay attention to your soul. To really pay attention to your soul. There is this thing that where it calls for a stillness, a quietness, where you have to settle and reflect, right? So you really got to take a step back and pay attention, right? And where do you start from? You start from the lordship of your heart. Who or what is sitting there? Some people don't realize that there is a king. There's something, someone that dictates, that defines their perspective, their worldview. And that is the lordship of your heart. That is the throne that I referenced, I talked about in the poem. Something is sitting there. It could be your drive to make money, right? And that really defines every other thing you do with your life. It could be really your desire for power. It could really be physical attributes. Maybe you go to the gym a lot and your sense of self and identity is really by physical looks, right? All of that. So we start from the lordship of our hearts, who or what is sitting there, right? And that trickles down to defining the person that we are, the person that you are as a person, right? What you reverence and consume becomes you, becomes your thoughts, becomes your speech, the air around you, right? The way of your lips, the manner of your being. All of that defines the person that you are. And that's why if somebody can hang around you, they say there's just something about you. I can't really put my finger on it, but there's just something about you. That is a trickle down from the lordship of your heart. And it really transcends into every other thing that you are, your school, your work, what you're building, if you're an entrepreneur, everything that you are really trickles down from the lordship of your heart. Hey, if you would like to chat more about this topic, right, you can send me a message via the message icon on Spotify. So there is this message icon. I think you can leave a voice message. And also, I have this thing where you can leave a message from a Q&A. So you can do that. Or you can email me. My email is favorspen@gmail.com. F as in Felix, A as in Apple, V as in Victoria, O as in Orange, U as in Umbrella, R as in Raymond, S as in Samuel, P as in Paul, E as in Emily, and N as in Nancy@gmail.com. Thank you for stopping by and have a pleasant rest of your week. Bye.